Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is 14 January 2017. This second hour is going to be open lines. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If it's on your mind, call in and talk about it, folks. No soft limits. I think some of the big discussions are going to be the troop buildup on the Russian border by U.S. and NATO forces, and probably also about what's going to happen at the inauguration. But call in with any subject you want to. Lori, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good. Lori, since this is your first time on the show, would you tell people a little bit about yourself, maybe a little bit of your history, about your community service, about your firefighting days and stuff like that? So our listeners can get to know you.
I'm not that open of a person like you, dear.
All right. Well, let me make it easy for you. We got married in 1980, and after that, you went to work for the Department of Defense teaching water safety, water survival skills to pilots in Belchase, Louisiana. I remember you doing that. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what you did?
Basically gave the pilots their test to make sure that they could survive in case they had to do a crash landing in the ocean or any water. There's a standard that the DOD has that the pilots have to adhere by, and if they don't pass the test, then they're usually grounded. And at times they can't actually use their pilot's license. So it's a very important test that they have to do in order to survive.
Yeah, I remember watching you do that, these guys in these green jumpsuits with their boots on, trying to tread water, what was it, for the 20 minutes they had to, with no flotation gear? I mean, those guys, you gave them a workout.
Well, they have to jump in to the deep end of the pool, as far as I gave it, in full gear. In other words, they had to be in everything that they would be when they're in the air. No extras or anything like that, just what they had to have when they were in the air. And they had to be able to tread water for at least 5 minutes in full gear. And let me tell you, with everything that they wear, that is not the easiest thing in the world to do. So they really have to have their endurance to do it.
Well, I know I couldn't have done it, that's for sure. I actually felt sorry for those guys. But you had a job to do, and that's what they paid you for. All right, let's fast forward in time just a little bit. When we were in South Carolina during the last time we were stationed there, you were a firefighter / EMT. Can you tell people a little bit what, I mean, I know the stories, but our listeners don't know what a busy station that was and how it was call after call and all that. Why don't you tell people a little bit about what you did there?
I carry a classification as a firefighter too. I should say I did. I was certified in water rescue as well. Also EMT, which meant I was on an ambulance doing ambulance calls. We stayed pretty busy.
That's an understatement.
But it was fun. And along with that, I was also an instructor for the Red Cross in everything that they teach for over 12 years. So, like I said, it was fun and interesting, and I enjoyed it. So,
yeah, but I mean, it was a lot of hours, though. I remember that, but I didn't mind because you were having fun and you were helping people, which was the best part of it. Okay, now, let me ask you a question. We moved to Missouri, and I know the reason why. we hit this area. Just as a little heads up, people, this is going to border on the weird. But Lori, would you tell people about that map and why we moved here?
Well, the map showed where we, where people would most likely survive a nuclear attack, and Wake County just happened to be right dead center of it.
That's correct. And folks, that's the whole reason we live here where we live. Now, I've come to find out later in time that map or chart that I believed was the best survivability areas for nuclear war wound up being about something completely different, which was a global sea level rise, which you're hearing about in the news now. Back then, you didn't hear anything about it. So, but now you're hearing it, and rapid sea level rise was exactly the reason. It was still a good move on our part. Now, Lori, once we moved here, we bought this farm. I went to work for the police department as a dispatcher. You opened your own business. You had a video store and a game room.
Yeah.
That actually was quite successful. Maybe you could tell people a little bit about that.
Opened a game room because it was something needed. We live in a small rural town. There was nothing for the youth to do. And at the time, we had teenagers. So we opened a game room, and it gave them somewhere to go. During the holidays, we offered special events in the game room for them. I also had my video store, which was right next door, so it was easy to keep track and an eye on both things. Had fun, enjoyed it. I'd do it all over again. I'm just a big kid at heart, so.
Well, I think we both agreed that owning your own business is the hardest job you'll ever have if you're going to make it a success. I know a lot of mornings I went in at 9 o'clock, you got home at 2 o'clock the next morning. I'm kind of glad we're out of it myself. It was fun while it lasted, and we made money. We built a house, and it was fun while it lasted. All right, Lori, what are your projections for this inauguration coming up next Friday? 6 days and a wake-up, folks.
Well, I know that there's said in the media that there's going to be a lot of protesters, and everybody has the right to voice their opinion. Don't get me wrong. But I don't understand why the big deal all of a sudden, just because, you know, Trump was voted in as president. He won the popular vote. He won the electoral votes. And now all of a sudden people are up in arms because he won. You know, for the, like I said before on your show, we've had an attorney.
This is our show now.
Yeah, well, we've had an attorney in the White House for 25-plus years running our nation. And honestly, it just seems like they dug us a deeper hole each year. So me personally, I voted for Trump. I think it's time to give someone else a try. And he is a businessman. And yes, he has failed in the past at some businesses, but he's continued and he's succeeded in a lot of ways. And I think a businessman might be able to bring perspective back to Washington and get us back on the right track. And this is what I'm hoping, you know. And I think that the people should just give the man a chance to see what he can do. He can't do any worse than our current president. I mean, my understanding is from all the chat online that he and his wife are actually going down as the worst president and first lady in history. And I couldn't agree more with that statement if I tried. You know, I just think that the nation should give Trump a try, you know, a try and see where he goes.
Well, I agree, Lori. You know, a lot of these protesters are being funded by George Soros's NGOs, non-government organizations, and they don't care about our republic. They don't care about the constitutional form of government. The only thing they want is a communist revolution, even though they call it social justice and redistribution of wealth. In reality, it's communism, plain and simple. Folks, if you got a comment, phone number is 800-313-9. Go ahead.
Actually, we do. We have a caller online. He's Rick from Missouri on line 9.
Fantastic. Rick, go ahead, Rick.
Rick, are you there? Oh, did he?
Rick dropped. He'll call back. You'll call back. All right.
Here's a call back, Rick. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, folks. We can talk about anything you want. You don't got to talk about what Lori and I are talking about if you don't want to, but we would love to hear your comments and opinions. But getting back to these protests, you know, they are funded. A lot of these protesters are actually paid. Now, this isn't conspiracy theory. This is documented out of the mouths of these protesters themselves before the election. They are paid to protest. I saw one ad personally on Craigslist, $80 a day plus room and board to protest in Chicago. You know, that's the only one I personally saw, but I have read reports of this in the media. So, you know, these people, in reality, the majority of them, from what I can see, don't have a clue about what they're protesting about. They're using the talking points that Trump is a racist, which, of course, is very untrue, that Trump is a fascist or Nazi, again, very untrue. They've got a complete disrespect for the rule of law. With this immigration thing, you know, if you come across the border illegally, you're a criminal. It's that simple. They refuse to say illegal aliens when in reality that's exactly what they are. The left has gone so far overboard that they won't tolerate any speech, any dissenting opinions, any debate. You're immediately, if you go out there and say something, you're immediately labeled a racist or a fearmonger or an Islamophobe or whatever other title they feel they can hang on you. It's not about
okay,
the hi. Truth.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Rick is back. Rick, are
you
there?
Yes, good morning, you Spencers. How are you?
Doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. That technique is one used by the progressive left to keep your mouth shut, your chin on your chest. It's an old technique. I think they call it separate. How do they call that? Well, they single you out, they name call you, and that's supposed to shut you up. And it actually is amazingly effective. It just that I learned that trick such a long time ago.
Doesn't work on me,
actually,
though.
Right. Well, you know what? Every now and then you just got to man up, you know, you got our woman up, whatever you can do. I wanted to talk about something that is unrelated to what you folks have been talking
sure.
about. Is that okay with you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, that's what I said. Anybody can call in on any subject.
All right. Well, I thought you meant it. So I wanted to mention something that I saw on the latest web bot update. Now, normally when folks prognosticate or they try to tell the future, I don't pay so much attention. But Cliff High, with the web bot report, has a disturbing track record. And so when he says certain sorts of things, with relevance to current events, it's tough to ignore them. And one of the things
he's got
he talked
track
about,
record.
Oh, I know. One of the things that he talked about in this last report, which I think was from like it was just the end of last week. He talked about the collapse of the allopathic medical system. And he's talking about, and this is probably with respect to, things like Obamacare, and just probably he means the economic collapse of the system. And he said,
right.
what's actually the natural outcrop of that is going to be a return to a more holistic medical approach, like we had years and years ago. And he was talking about, and I think if I'm not mistaken. Even though I think Cliff is probably 60 years old, he's some kind of a martial artist, among other things. And so he knows a lot of things. He was been talking about the difference between the traditional Chinese medicine And I'm bringing this up because I was going to link this with Mr. Wiskin's products and also Leon Green's doTERRA. He's talking about a return to this holistic medical, which, of course, is going to include things like extendivite. But he was talking about the difference between the traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, which is somewhat older, and it comes out of the Mideast. And he said the difference there would be that for a condition, the Chinese may give you 3 herbs or 6 herbs for a certain condition, whereas the Ayurvedic medicine would prescribe maybe as many as 200. So, but he said either way, either way, you're going to wind up having to rely on people who have certain sorts of knowledge, you know, who can deal with medical issues without what we would call Western medical techniques. And so with respect to things like extendivite or the doTERRA oils or any of the other common cures that you can find in your own spice cabinet, that has, I thought that was an interesting prediction.
I think it is, too. And I could understand the allopathic system collapsing because Obamacare is collapsing.
Right.
You know, and that, and the medical costs are going so incredibly high, so ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, I can understand that collapsing. Yeah, I'm hoping to get that on the show next month.
Man, that'd be killer. The interesting I think part of that is that, you know, when he makes a prediction, that you can look out across the landscape and actually, like you just said, watch the system crumbling under its own weight. When you listen to his forecast, you're almost like, well, had I been thinking about it, I probably would have said the exact same thing. But it's fascinating from that point of view. And Laurie, with your background, I would think that doing things with herbal remedies would be a kind of just a natural thing for you.
It is, and the public needs to also remember that the herbs have been around since the beginning of time. And my native side, you know, it's something that we've passed down from generation to generation. And people need to remember that herbs are more natural, so therefore your body absorbs them better and you get the more benefit from them than you would if it was a man-made product. And there's not all the side effects that go with them.
Right. I think it was St. Thomas More said, why should a man die who has sage in his garden? Which just goes to show you that, you know, nobody really thinks about sage from those points of view, but it is interesting.
Oh, very.
There was one other thing I wanted to bring up. It was,
sure.
I have been talking on and off, I guess to you and John, about the mitt lighter gardening method. About 5, 6, 7 years ago, I invested in, we have 3 acres here, and I invested in a single bottom plow and some discs and some other things. And my idea on that was, you know, if I have to, I'll turn the yard over and we'll plant on that, which I guess is not the worst idea I ever had. But the more, you know, then of course, you know, after I spent probably $1,000 on that kind of thing, I started having these revelations about, you know, soil and that kind of thing. And, you know, you can't necessarily just flip soil and start planting.
Oh, no.
Especially if you've, no, not really. Especially if you've got the kind of soil that we have in Missouri, and the soil's awful. So you can't really necessarily, you can't. I mean, you're sure not going to get any crops out of it for the first year or so. So I started thinking about raised beds, which is what the mitt lighter gardening technique is. I'll just wait.
All right, Rick, hold on. Hold on for the break, and then after you're done, we're going to go to Joe in Indiana. So, Joe, hold on. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We're visiting with Rick in Missouri right now. Go ahead with your thoughts, Rick.
Well, let me see if I can wrap up. Did you say you have Joe in Indiana out there?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, let me, with respect to the Mitlider, and you can YouTube this, Mitlider, Mitlider, a slip. A potato slip is when you take a potato and you let it start to grow the eyes, and then it'll start to, you know, the eyes grow. When that happens,
right,
you cut a piece of the potato off below that growth, and you suspend it in water like you would an avocado seed or anything else, and it will begin to grow roots. There's a fellow on there. There's a fellow on the YouTube who took three sweet potatoes and put them into slips, and maybe he got a dozen slips, let's say. He planted them using the Mitlider gardening method, and he got 139 pounds of sweet potatoes out of that. Now, at that point, I know you're starting. First of all, you know, three sweet potatoes don't cost anything. Three sweet potatoes. Yeah, and if you've got to feed a crowd, taking a plow and turning over your yard and doing absolutely nothing intelligent would not be the way to go. The Mitlider gardening method would be the way to produce food for a family. There is one more thing slightly unrelated, and I'll see if I can get it over in 60 seconds so Joe can speak. This is with respect, actually, to, it's more of a moral. Is it okay with you? Do you want me to do it or do you want me to wait?
Oh, yeah, it's fine with me. You know me, Rick. Oh, whatever comes up, we talk about.
Yeah, I know, but I'm no talk show host. This is an interesting thing. It's unrelated to gardening. It's kind of a do's and don'ts, naughty and nice thing. And this was back in 1968, there's this guy named Dr. Kent Keith, and he wrote something called the Paradoxical Commandments, and it reads like this. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful,
sure.
You will if you're successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Mm-hmm. Honest and frankness will make you vulnerable. Be frank anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but only follow the top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help but may attack you if you help them. Help people anyway. Give the world your best. Give the world the best you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world your best anyway. And in 30 seconds, I want to tell you that Mother Teresa took this and she rewrote it and made it much more palatable. She softened it, and I lost the second page to it. I will read that next time. She took it and spun it around, and she took a lot of the sharp edges off, but the way she ended it was with a moral statement that says that in the end, it was never about you and them. It was always about you and God anyway. So I just thought I'm fascinated by things. I'm fascinated by stuff like this, and I thought for what it's worth, there may be one other person out there that thinks it's neat too. It's called The Paradoxical Commandments, and when it's Mother Teresa's poem, it's called Do It Anyway. You can look that up on the internet. You'll find it instantly.
Okay, great.
Hey, good show.
Well, thank
good,
you,
good
Rick.
Good show, you guys. Yeah, good show. Have some fun.
All right. Joe in Indiana, are you still on the line, sir?
I am, Ben. Yeah, I'm still on.
Hi.
Hello, Lori.
Hello.
And hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, absolutely, yes.
Oh, good, because I'm outside, and just as a postscript to Rick, my wife has the Mother Teresa little saying hanging up on our wall in our kitchen. my wife's a big advocate of Mother Teresa, and I read this quite often, so Rick was spot on. I'm impressed that he got it from memory, I believe.
All right.
We've
got our bottom of the hour break, and folks, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is 14 January 2017. I'd like to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Hundreds of free downloads, hundreds of articles that can help you in either your agricultural or farming operation or just life in general. There's something there for everybody. We're visiting with Joe in Indiana. Joe, are you still there, sir?
Still there, Tim.
Fantastic.
I just wanted to, you know, when I called, I was just, it's ironic you had Don Wiskus on, and I wanted to make a comment, but I was in the middle of running with my dog, and there was a story behind that, because I'm one of, you know, as you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. It runs in my family on my mother's side, and I had been avoiding it all those years. You know, I tried to be really healthy, but it does genetically have marker, and it did kick in. It was pretty high when I went in. I was having symptoms, but you know the old saying about doctors, they don't want to go to doctors.
Right.
But I had a really great Russian doctor that really took care of my mom, and I was really impressed with him, and he was willing to work with me in my odd habits. And I was skyrocketed pretty high, and I realized, I told him, I said, you know, I want to get off the meds. I want to do the best I can to be absolutely minimal. And I had been hearing the commercials for a while on Republic, so I did get the Extendivite 4 years ago. And about a year later, when I go every year for my physical, he was kind of amazed because initially I was on a real nuclear, I mean a high-powered blood pressure drug, and I hated it. I just hated it. It just changes you so much, you know. You just feel tired, and, you know, you try to work out, and your heart rate won't go up, that kind of thing. So eventually right. You put me on. And I told him specifically, because I'm sure the listeners are aware, you don't want to be on calcium channel blockers and all these other types. The one that I'm on is like the one, even Dr. Deagle had mentioned, this one is probably the least harmful to you. So, and I told him I'd be willing to do that. And the doctor was shocked that a year later, there was no change. And my blood work came back all within normal limits. And because usually what ends up happening, you usually have your triglycerides go up and your cholesterol level goes up. And he said, boy, you're not getting any changes. And I told him what I was doing. And I right. stuck with it. I stuck with it. And I've added a few other things. I think that one of the more important minerals, you need minerals, like Dr. Deagle says. And I want right. to stress, you got to take magnesium, because I was having PVCs, which are called heart palpitations. And those went away. Right. When I started taking the magnesium, the only time I get them is if I let myself get dehydrated. The other problem that I had been having, and I told Don the story, you know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. And I wanted to right. kind of stay in shape because I had gotten out of shape. And when I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. You know, that's what happens when you're
right. That's my problem.
So I noticed with the Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 2.5, 3.5. Today it was 3.5 miles with my dog. No problem. I don't stop. I used to have to stop like every block or two and have short of breath, but not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, because anything with alternative medicine, like herbs and that sort of thing, it's not instantaneous like you do with allopathic medicine. You know, you take the drugs with allopathic, and it's pretty quick. Whereas with alternative, you got to stay with it, and you got to change some lifestyle things too. Like, for instance, I had to get rid of a lot of stress in my life too, because as a physician, you know, you're just pressed upon so much. And plus, I'm, you know, married with 5 kids, and that's a stress too.
Yeah, I wonder what your hobby was.
Oh my gosh! But I just wanted to say, you know, thank God for Don. I've talked to Don many times, because I'm one of the ones that calls him every year, and I give a report, and then I order a year's supply when he has the sale in February. And I've given it away. I have actually given it away to relatives. And in fact, I just gave one of my last bottles to my brother, and because he's on pretty strong hypertensive meds. But I wanted to relate that story, Tim, you know, and if the listeners, because if you have some listeners that are sitting on the fence, you need to take action. You know, you really do. And you're
I'll tell you, Joe, to me, and this is no BS, that Extendivite, between that and using the energy cleaner that Tom Berryhill developed, between those two things, my life is improving rapidly. I mean, very rapidly. You know, I am actually feeling better. This defibrillator hasn't gone off once. And I'm allergic to the high blood pressure medicines, Losartan and all that. After the third day of taking, I get a cough that you wouldn't believe. And it takes about, after I quit taking it, it took 2 more days to get rid of it. You know, just a dry, hacking cough. Asked the doctor about it. He says, you're allergic to it. So they put me on another one, and I forgot the name of it. But I'm allergic to that one, too.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, I just can't deal with that constant cough, and I sure couldn't be on the air with it, so I had to give them up.
Yeah. So the herbal routes will really help you, and you really need the minerals. I'll tell you, the magnesium makes a big difference. It really does.
Well, I actually got admitted, I actually had to go to the emergency room back in, I think it was August. And they wound up giving me 2 bags of magnesium IV, because that was what was wrong.
Wow. Yeah.
And I had no idea.
The truth
Dr. is, Brent Cottle took care of me there. And that's the first thing he checked for, and I started feeling better immediately.
Yeah, in fact, the majority of Americans are deficient in magnesium because of the farming that we do today. Commercial farming depletes a lot of the soil, and the magnesium has been leached out of it for the last 50, 60 years. That's why your tomatoes and certain vegetables don't taste the way they do anymore, because they're lacking it. Because, in fact, for an experiment, and I have to thank you because I've used some of the rural survival tricks for growing my tomatoes this year, and a farmer told me about putting magnesium and Epsom salts in my tomato plants, and I had fantastic tasty tomatoes this year. It was fantastic. I had the best crop ever.
Well, I haven't tried the Epsom salt yet, but we're going to this year. I've already bought it, so I know I'm going to use it. I just got to remember to use it. Let me ask you a question. When you use the Epsom salts, what kind of what do you do? Just mix it in the soil or dissolve it in water? How do you use it and how much?
I dissolve it in the water. In fact, they sell it now commercially in a box, and I've just been buying the box. I used to mix it myself, but I would buy it at these. I don't know if you have these. They have these FS Farm Service Bureaus around here.
Right.
In town.
We've got what they, I forgot what they call it, but yeah, we've got one of those here. It's run by the University Extension.
Right, and you can pick
you can
up
have
a bag
your soil
of that.
Tested.
Well, what I do is I dissolve it in water, and I just water the plants that way.
That makes sense. Because our soil is
so terrible. It is just so full of clay. So I've worked really hard to build up the soil and put organic soil in there. And, boy, this year I had a big success. I was just pleased. I had tomatoes up until, even though the weather was changing, up until late October. The plants were just producing like crazy. So
that's fantastic. I'm definitely going to try the magnesium this year.
Because
I need it in my diet.
Absolutely, and you will notice a huge difference in the tomatoes. And the magnesium that you ingest should be the high quality ones are magnesium glycinate, gluconate, and malate. Those are the three types I would do.
Well, wow, that is some very valuable information, Joe.
Well, thank you. I have helped a lot of my patients. I have a geriatric medical practice, and I've I get my patients to start taking magnesium, and they just feel the difference right away. They just are thanking me within the next couple of months after I see them.
Oh yeah. Well, I know that trip to the emergency room with me. I mean, they put one bag in me of whatever the solution was with magnesium. I started feeling better. They checked my blood again, and then gave me another bag, and I walked out of there within 4 or 5 hours feeling 10 times better than when I walked in. So there was an immediate effect.
That's terrific. I mean, usually it is. And you know what? You're absolutely right about your health. As one of my best friends that I went to medical school with, he had a heart attack last year, and it was devastating. He was told he wasn't supposed to go back to work for a year. It was that bad. But you know what? I told him about the Extendivite and the magnesium and all this stuff. He got into the herbal alternative medicine, and I'm not kidding you, Tim. He was back at work within 6 months. He's doing fine.
Wow.
Yeah, he's doing fine. And I'm glad.
That's great.
He's a great guy. But I don't want to keep that. But the last thing is, I do have an energy cleaner. In fact, I have energy cleaners for all my kids on their bed, and I'm telling you, it did make a difference. It really does.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I actually credit it with saving my life, Joe. And, you know, I'm sure people have heard me on John Moore's show for the past 7 or 8 years. But, you know, that on his show, that's no bullshit. I'm BS. I'm sorry, my language. But anyway, yeah, I try to watch it, though. I really do. But,
I have a lot of patience.
Yeah. I went from 126 pounds to 155 in two months. On the energy cleaner. You know, I looked like a walking skeleton. I really did. I was in rough shape. But this energy cleaner has helped me tremendously. It truly has.
I don't know. You know, I just love the science. I love your story. And I love Tom when he gets on the air and talks about it. Because I kid you not, when I pulled my back out 3 years ago, was when I started running regularly again. You know, your ligaments and tendons have to get used to it. And I pulled my back running. And I was getting in that bath. My wife was drawing up a
we had a huge big bathtub, and I was throwing Epsom salts in there, and I did exactly what Tom said. You put the spoon, you wrap the spoon around the wire. I kid you not, within 2 days, I was feeling great. The pain was gone. That never happened. I pulled my back before, and it takes me a couple of weeks to heal up. Within 2 days, I was back up running around. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I hear all these stories, Joe, from so many people basically saying exactly the same thing. You know, I don't know all the specifics of how it works. I just know it works. And, folks, if you're interested in Energy Cleaner, go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a banner on the top of every page, a big blue banner. Just click on that, and you can get you one.
Before I go, you're not going to believe this. It's going to be funny, but I even have an energy cleaner for my dog. I have a chocolate lab. This is the dog I go running with every day.
Right.
And where we go, it's all these nature trails, and we have a real big problem with ticks and Lyme's disease because we have a lot of deer.
Right.
And my dog, 2 years ago, tested positive for being exposed to Lyme's, and then she started having symptoms. And,
right.
I used a combination of things, but I remember Tom talking about the animals, so I figured, what the heck, I'll try the energy cleaner, and I got one of the pads, and she's got a sleeping bed that, you know, she sleeps on in our bedroom, and she
right.
uses it, and her symptoms have gone away. In fact, when my wife took her an odd for her annual physical, she's no longer positive for Lyme's, but she only tested positive for exposure, but she's not positive anymore for Lyme's disease, so I thought that was really incredible. So it saved my dog.
You know, that's the whole thing. You know, people look at this little tiny, you know, mine's white, but I think they're black now. They look at this little tiny cigar box-sized thing and, mm-hmm. you know, wonder how in the world it works. Now, I can't tell them how it works. All I can tell them is it does work. You know, that's all I know.
Oh, it sure does. Well, I'm grateful because I have my dog. I go running with her. She's, you know, 5 years old, and she's a spunky dog, and, you know, we just cover a lot of ground together, and I'm perfectly happy, you know, and I use that thing. I can't tell you how many times I've crawled into bed with aches and pains, and you get up, and you really do feel better. But anyway, I'll let you go.
Oh, yeah.
And real pleasure, Tim, and I love the bumper music. I really do. So, take care.
Oh, yeah, I see that. I thought people would like that.
I do. I love that Civil War series music. That's fantastic. But take care, Tim. It was great talking to you. Take care, Lori.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate the call. All right, folks. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I say again, 1-800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in. In fact, if you are going to call in, do it now because we're coming up on the end of the show. We've got a four-minute segment. And we've got about 2 minutes left right now. Anyway, folks, next week we're going to have open lines, the full 2 hours. We don't know what's going to happen at the inauguration, but I've got a feeling it's going to be interesting. And we're going to open up the lines from the first minute of the show, let people call in and comment on what does or doesn't happen, how they think the first 100 days of the Trump presidency is going to be. Of course, you know, you can talk about other things, too. But I think we're going to have a really good show. Lori's going to pretty much take the lead on that show, I think. But she's the one that picked the format, so we're going to see how it goes. But I think it's going to be an interesting week coming up. I'd like to recommend people be, I wouldn't say on alert, but be attentive to what's going on. There's a lot of people that are a lot smarter than me prognosticating there's going to be some real issues come up this coming week. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm hoping for a very uneventful week. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. You know, my crystal ball broke a long, long time ago. But anyway, let's just wait and see what happens. Again, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'd like to encourage people, again, to visit ruralsurvival.info. The site is completely free, folks. There are several hundred free downloads that can help you. Articles written by people that know exactly what they're talking about. You know, lots of political commentary also. Take a look around the site. The reality is you could probably spend a week there and not get very bored. It just depends on what you're interested in. What else is going on? Okay. I'm not in front of the computer because I get an echo because Lori's on the phone, too. Lori, what's going on in the world right now?
Probably a lot, but I'm not really paying attention to it.
Well, it looks like Trump has, says Trump next Russian invite to Syria talk. Now, remember, folks, the Obama administration for the past several months has been completely cut out of that. You know, is Trump going to be the president that restores relations with Russia? You know, I hope. You know, we just sent 3,000 troops to the Russian border. This is not good. Okay, folks, this is our final break. If you want to call in, do it now. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. Today is Saturday, January 14, 2017. You're speaking with Tim and Lori Spencer. Our lines are open. The number is 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Anything you want to talk about is fair game today. So, looks like Rick from Missouri on line 5 is back. Rick, are you there?
I am here. I'm going to go real fast in case somebody else calls in. Joe is absolutely right about the magnesium, and you'll hear Dr. Deagle talking about that.
You can, if you can't lay your hands on magnesium from the MFA or the Farm Bureau, you can use Epsom salts. I used to hang around with a lot of gardeners, and they will, before they sell flowers, they will use Epsom salts in a solution on the flower, and there's really no particular amount. And it makes the colors in the flowers noticeably deeper, which makes you want to buy them. And so I can't recommend that highly enough. It also does wonderful things for food plants. If you don't mind Mother Teresa's side of the poem, you want to hear
Go
that?
Go ahead.
It looks like this. People are often unreasonable. She filed off a lot of the rough edges off the other guy's verbiage. People are often unreasonable, irrational, self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people will deceive you. Be honest anyway. What you spend years creating, others will destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. And in the final analysis, it was between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. And that is how she spun it, which is, I guess, a little softer side. But that's the mother for you. Well, anyway, yeah. Great show, you guys. I hope you had some fun. I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Rick, before you go, question.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
This is for my own use and my own knowledge and our listeners' knowledge. The Epsom salts. Now, you dissolve that in water also, correct?
You can.
Before you apply it?
Probably the best way. Yeah, when I'm feeding, I will just put in a handful of it in a 2-gallon sprinkling can, and I don't even bother to put the sprinkling end on it. I'll just put a little fertilizer in there and a great big old handful of Epsom salts, and you just put it on everything. It makes the flowers noticeably different. Everybody wonders, always says, what are you doing to the flowers? Well, it's no secret, but it's just that, you know, nobody ever thinks to do it. And Epsom salts, they practically give the things away. Hypothetically, it really should be in your bath water. You know, it's really incredibly useful. I don't advise drinking it for the flowers, it is just real, and for the vegetables, it's amazing. Just a handful in a sprinkler can, and that's all you need.
All right, well, that is fantastic, Rick.
All right, you guys, have fun. It was a good show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, next week's going to be really good, too. I sincerely believe that, Rick, and I look forward to you calling in. I think this next week's going to get interesting. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's going to be electric. Bye.
I do, too. All right, thank you, Rick. Anyway, that's it for today. Same time, same channel next week. Have a good week, folks. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.